Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription Hearts in Harmony and brings you today Amos and Andy, stars of the radio world, who'll tell you in a moment about a star of the soap world featured at your Kroger store. K is for Kroger. C is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, ladies, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So visit your Kroger store. Discover for yourself this better value in top-grade beef, Kroger cut beef. And discover, too, the many other outstanding stars of the food world featured at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now to tell you about one of these well-known brands, here's Amos and Andy.
Folks, me and Andy have seen a lot of amazing things in our time, but never anything to equal the new Rinso. We think new Rinso beats anything else we've ever seen. And when you see what new Rinso can do, your eyes will pop right out of your head.
Yeah, Amos is right. New Rinso does things you never dreamed a soap could do. Yes, sirree. New Rinso is the soap that's far ahead of its time.
So if you want the surprise of your life next wife's day, just try New Rinso. It comes in the familiar green and yellow package, but it's the brand new Rinso, R-I-N-S-O.
Get Rinso at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands, the stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's been 2 days now since Barry Carlton passed away. Two long, tedious, tense days for the doctors and nurses tending Penny Gibbs. Two trying days for Penny's family and friends. For Penny is not sufficiently recovered from her own injuries to take the shock of Barry's death. In her room this afternoon, Dr. Evans, a young intern, says to Penny,
Miss Gibbs, we're going to take you for a little journey this afternoon.
Oh, Dr. Evans, you're taking me to see Barry again.
No. No, I'm sorry. It's not that. I shouldn't have put it that way. We're going to have a look under the bandages on that face of yours and make a few other tests.
Oh.
I'm sorry I disappointed you.
Well, that's all right. It was all my fault for not letting you finish what you started to say. Was Barry's second operation all right?
When there's something to tell you, I'll tell you all about it. Oh, say, I want to ask you something.
All right, what?
What does a beautiful girl think of beauty?
Well, I don't know. You better ask her, beautiful girl.
Now, come on. We both know you're just about as good-looking as they make them. What do you think of beauty? I mean, just beauty and nothing else.
Well, when you ask what I think, I can tell you.
Is it important to you?
Just beauty and nothing else, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think it's terribly important. It's important first. A man's first attraction to a girl is her looks. Just as a girl is first attracted to a man because he's handsome. Beyond that, it isn't the person's looks that count. It's what he or she is inside. What's in that person's mind or heart.
You really feel that way?
I really do.
I'm glad.
Why?
Well, if you feel that way about the looks of another person, you should feel that way about your own.
I see what you're getting at. You're telling me there's something unpleasant in store for me. Something under the bandages on my face.
Oh, it might not be too unpleasant. It might not be anything at all. The part of your face we've already uncovered isn't bad,
oh,
is it?
No, there's hardly a scar there, only one or two very little ones. Dr. Weston said that those would go away.
Yes, yes, they will. But the worst damage was done to the side of your face still bandaged. You, of course, knew that all along, didn't you?
Well, I knew there was some reason why the bandages had stayed on that side so long. Dr. Evans, how bad is it?
Well, that's what we're going to take a look at today. If it's bad, there's still no need for you to worry. You know, surgery can do wonders these days. Now, you won't let it upset you, will you?
No, I won't. I've suspected all along that I wouldn't come out of this without some unpleasant reminder. If I have to carry a scar all the rest of my life, well, that's just one of those things, I guess.
You're a good sport, beautiful. keep on being that way, will you?
You mean keep on being a good sport, but not beautiful, don't you?
Well, we'll see about that. As soon as Miss... Oh, here she is now. Come in.
You sent for me, Dr. Evans?
Yes, Miss Brill. We're going to take Miss Gibbs into the examination room this afternoon. Will you get her ready, please?
Oh, yes, Dr. Evans, right away.
Thank you. Dr. Weston has her scheduled for 3 o'clock, so there's plenty of time. I'll see you later, Miss Gibbs.
Bye, Doctor.
Chin up now, huh?
Way up.
Good girl.
You're in good spirits today, Miss Gibbs.
That's thanks to Dr. Evans, Angela. They're going to look at my face this afternoon.
Yes, I know.
Angela, what are they going to find?
I don't know. A few scars, perhaps. They won't be the kind that last.
Won't they? Dr. Evans was trying to prepare me for a shock. I got the impression I was going to be scarred for life.
There is no such thing as a scar for life anymore, Miss Gibbs. Plastic surgery does wonders.
Is that what this examination's for, to see how much plastic surgery I need?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, only a nurse.
You're afraid to tell me, aren't you, Angela? Oh, why is everyone afraid to tell me things? I can't get answers to any of my questions anymore.
Every question's answered in due time, Miss Gibbs. Well, let's get you ready for the examination. Do you feel strong enough to sit up in a wheelchair for the trip?
Mm-hmm. It'd be a pleasure to get out of this bed for just a little while.
Well, it's going to be far more than a little while. This is rather a long examination.
You're getting ready to tell me it isn't going to hurt.
No, this isn't going to hurt at all. I'll put in a call to have the attendants bring a wheelchair, and then we'll get you fixed up for a little ride down the hall.
All right, nurse, you can turn the machine off now.
Yes, Dr. Weston.
And turn on the lights again, please.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, there wasn't anything to that, was there, Miss Gibbs?
No, there wasn't, Doctor.
Time? Well, this examination won't take much longer. As soon as Dr. Evans gets back with those plates, we'll have a look at them, and then we can see what we can find out about those blue eyes of yours.
Oh, are they still blue? They feel black.
Well, they were the night they brought you in here. You weren't a very pretty sight.
And I'm not going to be a very pretty sight when I leave here either, am I?
Well, now, whatever gave you that idea?
I just have it, that's all.
Here are the plates, Dr. Weston.
Oh, good, Dr. Evans. We're waiting for those.
Well, beautiful. Are we giving you a bad time, or are you bearing up all right?
So far, so good, Dr. Evans.
Swell.
We'll set up for an eye test now, Dr. Evans. Will you get things ready while I have a look at these plates?
Everything's all set, Doctor.
Good, then we'll start in just a minute.
Miss Brill, will you get something to cover Miss Gibbs' eyes when we're ready?
I have it right here, Dr. Evans.
Oh, thank you.
Well, there isn't anything wrong with my eyes, Dr. Evans.
Well, no one is saying there is, but we have to have a look at them just the same. Now, let's take a look at them under the little light. Does the bright light cause any strain?
Oh, yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Now, let's try the other one.
Oh, that's awfully bright.
Well, it's no brighter than the light I put on the other eye.
Oh, that's bad, huh?
No. As a matter of fact, nothing's bad when there's something you can do about it. And anyway, maybe I just like looking into those eyes of yours.
Oh, Doctor, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I'm ready any time you are, Dr. Weston.
I'm ready right now, Dr. Evans. I want you to look at those plates with me as soon as we're through.
All right, sir. Oh, Miss Brill, the lights, please.
Yes, Doctor.
Now, Miss Gibbs, I'm going to cover your left eye, and I want you to read the chart on the wall in front of you.
Try the fourth line from the top, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, it's kind of hazy.
The third line.
That's rather hazy, too, Dr. Weston.
What about the single letter on top, Miss Gibbs? Is that hazy, too?
It seems to have fuzz all around it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you read the third line, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, I think so. R. L. E. Oh, F, I think. P.M. Oh, no, the whole thing's getting hazier now. It's kind of running together.
Have you ever worn glasses, Miss Gibbs?
No, I haven't.
Let me see. Try the other eye.
I'll cover the right eye now, and let's see what you can do with the left. There. Now, what about the letter on top?
Oh, it's fairly clear.
Mm-hmm. Stare at it a while and tell us what happens.
All right. It's getting a little bit easy, too, just where it was with the other eye.
Try the third line, Miss Gibbs.
All right. R L E.
Go on.
Oh, I can't. It's too fuzzy.
Mm-hmm. You may turn on the lights, Miss Brill.
Yes, Doctor.
My eyes are bad, aren't they, Doctor?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. We're just putting too much strain on them for this soon after the accident. Now, let's have a look at that face of yours. Miss Brill, will you cover Miss Gibbs' eyes?
Certainly, Doctor.
Well, why do my eyes have to be covered? I'm not afraid of what I look like.
Well, Miss Gibbs, your eyes are strained enough as it is. We're putting your face under a strong light. The cover is just to protect you.
I see.
Cover her eyes, nurse.
Yes, sir. Put your head back, Miss Gibbs. That's right.
All right, Dr. Evans. You may remove the bandages.
Yes, sir. It's going to feel good to have these off. Isn't it beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Feels better already.
And they're only half off. I know when I was a kid, I was always in bandages of some kind, somewhere. A knee, a toe, finger, an arm. The kids used to call me Gauzy.
Oh, stop.
There. They're all off. I'll turn the lights on now, Dr. Weston.
Thank you.
There you are, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, not bad. Not bad at all. Now, you've healed beautifully, Miss Gibbs.
Any scars?
Well, yes.
It'll take more than a scar or two to mar that face of yours, Miss Gibbs.
How bad are they, Dr. Evans?
Oh, I've seen a lot worse.
We'll have to put another dressing on the wounds, Dr. Evans. Miss Brill, get me bandages, will you? And also a few number six pads. Notice this plate here, Dr. Evans. There's a depression of the cheekbone.
It's not too bad, though, Dr. Weston. We've repaired worse.
Oh, yes, we have. Well, that's the whole story of the x-rays. It's too bad. She's a beautiful girl.
Those scars on the jawbone and next to the nose can be removed, Dr. Weston. It's the cheek wound that's going to cause trouble.
The facial scars don't worry me half as much as her eyes, Dr. Evans.
I was wondering how bad they were.
I don't know myself, Dr. Evans. But there was definite evidence in that test that the girl's sight has been alarmingly impaired.
Is Penny Gibbs going to recover from her injuries only to be blind? And will she ever be able to withstand the shock of Barry Carlton's death? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Here's your big opportunity. Kroger's great hot-dated coffee brings you the chance to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or adjust-o-matic iron. Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes in five weekly contests. The first week's contest closes midnight tomorrow, October 15. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store and enter today. Be sure to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.